Today on Real Life Radio.
And below the hologram now is a chip in your card. And now it's in your dog. And now it's in the U.S. Marine Corps and U.S. Navy SEALs. How long are you going to shake your head and say no? It can't happen. It's happening right under your nose, man.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, as war and conflict intensify across the globe, where can we as people find hope in the future?
Jesus said there'd be days just like this that would preempt the final days of His physical return. That's the second coming of Christ.
Never before have current events come together so perfectly to align with biblical prophecy. And there's no one better to share that with us, the reality of the Bible and its link to current events, than our very own Pastor Jack Hibbs. He's got a new book called Countdown, All Eyes on God's Ultimate End Game. Now, in this book, you're going to discover how things are falling into place, just as the Bible predicted thousands of years ago.
What do we want to do? We want to look to the Bible and find out how it ends. Right? Don't you want to know?
You can learn about what's coming up next in the prophetic calendar, why Israel is the most controversial hotspot in the world, and the role that Russia plays, prophetically, in all this global conflict. Countdown, All Eyes on God's Ultimate End Game. It's our gift to you for your gift of any amount, and it's available at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series on the book of Revelation with the message titled The False Prophet of the Last Days. You know, during the great tribulation period, a false prophet will also come, and unlike the Antichrist, who will deceive through his political genius, the false prophet will mislead the world with miraculous signs and wonders. See, our faith is founded on fact, not on deception. That's the truth. The evidence that our God exists is seen in His creation and in our very existence. We have an observable universe, an intelligent life on Earth. We have historical records, and we have the knowledge that there is something greater than ourselves, a biblical revelation that speaks deep into our minds and our hearts. God is the answer to our souls that can be argued, can be neglected, but never denied. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack tells us that the false prophet will merge politics with religion. We've seen in the past that godless political movements are often draped in religion. In the last days, the false prophet is going to be an undeniable global force. But where is our hope for today? And are we doing enough to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? Now, it's important to note that this sermon was recorded some time ago, and you might hear some references that are kind of out of date. But don't worry, the main content of this message is more relevant today than it has ever been. Now, in his message called The False Prophet of the Last Days, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Which leads, by the way, to verse 14 and the fact that the deception of the false prophet will be one that's undeniable. It says that he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Can you mark the word dwell on the earth? In the original language, it's earth dwellers. Now, that's a powerful word. It means, listen, if this applies to you, flee from it now. Earth dwellers, it means that they love this world. They live for this world. This world is their home. Hey, how many of you are Christians this morning? Raise your hand. Put your hand down. This world is not your home. Did you know that? We're just passing through. Our citizenship's in heaven, says the Bible. The people who are earth dwellers, they love everything about this world. And they're hanging on to it to fix it. What a week. What a last couple of weeks. Talk about the world. The world's, you ever seen that little precious moment, little figurine where the world is sitting on a table and it's got band-aids and tape and wire around it. And the little guy's got it. He's got a little stethoscope trying to check out the condition of the world. Cute little thing. Have you noticed this world is coming apart at the seams, literally? It says in verse 15 that it was granted unto him that he should have power to give breath to the beast, to this image of the beast. Now, what's interesting about this is that's not the word zoe in the Greek, which is life. God gives life. The false prophet has an image of the beast erected, an idol, an icon, a statue. And this, whenever there's a hero in the world, they always erect statues to him. You can go to it's not so much out here, but you go to the East Coast of the U.S., you certainly go to Europe, and there's a statue to anybody, everybody. And they're always bigger than life. Because they almost try to deify these guys, you know? And one of the most comical things that I've seen regarding statues, and I've seen some awesome statues, by the way. I've seen Zeus. They have the statue. They have the god Zeus in Berlin. It's not a little 5-foot thing of Zeus. Zeus is there. Athena is there. You go to the Museum of Pergamum in Berlin. If you're ever going through Berlin, you got to see it. The Bible comes to life. Bigger than life, these gods. And then they have these Caesars and these emperors. Well, I was at the Museum of Natural History in London. And you know who's there? Chuck Darwin. Chuck Darwin's there. Bigger than life. The cool part is he's sitting down and he's like this. And he looks so bummed. He does. I'm looking at him. He's like, he does not look happy. Of course, it's not him. It's a statue of Charles Darwin. But they make them bigger than life. It seems as though when their message is lacking, they make the statue bigger than life. Nebuchadnezzar, remember his statue? 90 feet high, 66 cubits tall. Interesting. The false prophet will make an image, a high-tech image, people. Look at it with me. It says that this thing will have breath put into it. And it's the word, not Zoe, as I said, it's the word pneuma. If you're a mechanic, you recognize that word instantly. Pneumatic, pneumatic drills, pneumatic tools. What does the word mean? When something is injected into it, it has life. It's not living, but when something goes through it, it appears to come alive. Thus, you have a pneumatic drill. It's a dead drill until you put air into it. You with me? This is an idol. That's all it is. It is a computer statue thing of this high-tech age in which you and I live in, and it has high-tech traits to it. It will be able to discern who's got the mark of the beast, the identification code, and who's a believer in the mark and a believer in the Antichrist and who's not. Somehow with its computer engineering and its software, it will be able to scan and discern. And when it speaks, somehow it's going to speak. When it speaks, when it issues an edict, anywhere in the world, those who do not believe in the system of the false prophet and the Antichrist, Revelation 20 tells us, they fall into a certain mode of execution. Anybody know the mode? The Bible says beheading. They're beheaded. They're not hung. They're not electrocuted. They're not thrown in the ocean. The Bible said 2,000 years ago, there'll come a time when people who do not bow to a certain belief system that will be sanctioned by the false prophet and the Antichrist, those people will be beheaded. Now that's amazing. Revelation 20, by the way, if you're searching for the verse, it's Revelation 20, verse 4. John says, "Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God." They were believers who did not worship the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. In the name of a pagan god, these things are going to happen and the world is going to be all excited about it. It's absolutely amazing. Third and final point, verses 16 to 18, the domain of the false prophet will be this. It's universal. Verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. You got an option. Now this morning, if you're not a Christian, I want to tell you, you have an option. If you're alive when this time comes and you've rejected Christ, you can have the mark on your forehead or on your right hand. How nice is that? You say, well, it's ridiculous. Really? Well, when you study current things and trends about safety, by the way, get your pen ready. I'm going to give you a hot tip. If you want to study about what's going on, they just signed a $2.26 million contract with the United States Air Force. And I think the city of Minneapolis or wherever, go online to ADSX, Applied Digital Solutions, based in Florida. They have a family in Florida that has already received a microchip in their right hand, subcutaneous. You can't see it. You can read all about it. Over 10,000 U.S. troops have a microchip in their right hand, currently in operation right now, tracked by satellite. When you research it, did you know that from satellite, from space, 180 miles out in space, in the silent darkness of space, there's a satellite watching these soldiers, and they can detect their heart rate, their position, blood temperature, all this stuff is transmitted. Did you know Osama bin Laden will not wear a watch or use a cell phone because he knows U.S. satellites can pick up his location? You know he will not allow anything electronic in his presence without he quickly escapes or gets away from it? He knows it. Did you know that from 180 miles out in space, we can see someone strike a match in the night from satellite? You know old technology from space could read the license plate on your car? I say that's old now. Now they're talking about implementing this stuff at Digital Angel and ADSX to combat terrorism in the world, to close the borders internationally, issue an identification that is needed for financial transactions and border security that cannot be duplicated or commandeered. It's a brilliant idea, you have to confess. It's a great idea. To secure our borders, no greater way to stop that and the drug trafficking in the world than require everyone has a mark, because you can't get a mark without knowing who you are. You say, well, that'll never happen. You know what? No longer is it valid for me just to say who I am. I got gas this morning, and the magnetic strip on my card wouldn't work. And I said, just punch in the numbers. He said, well, who are you? I said, that's me. He goes, show me your driver's license. So I showed him my driver's license. That appeased him at that moment. There's going to come a time when that's not good enough. Before you enter the first grade, what number do you have to have in our society? Social Security card. You have a how many of you have a driver's license? Put your hand up. You have a Social Security card? You have a charge card, bank card? How many of you have a passport? I have all these things. And people still doubt who I am. The Bible says right here that you're going to have this mark. The word mark is an ancient Roman word, as it should be, and it's kerygma. And it was in association with the worship of the Caesars. Kerygma, the worship of the Caesars, they required a mark to be placed upon your body, by the way. The word kerygma means etching in the skin, embossing, a stamp, an engraved mark upon the skin. Emperor worship was expected. Do you know why the Bible repeatedly says Jesus is Lord? Because before the scripture ever declared that Jesus is Lord, in the Roman government, you would declare, Caesar is Lord. The Christians came on the scene and said, no, he's not. And boy, did that and lion eating contest and all that stuff happen. Caesar is not Lord. Jesus is Lord. Caesar worship. It's a tremendous thing. It's going to be a security-driven issue that the world will receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. You say, Pastor, you got to be joking. I'm not joking. It's going to be something that is extremely powerful, extremely usable, and it's already with our military. It's already in your credit card. A number. Now, just to show you, I promised you, I have a chip, and it's from one of these companies, and you can hear my skin, can you? For those of you who are listening, this is my skin. Okay, and here's a reader. Let me turn it on. And are you watching? Watch. I am number 019-266-005. I'll do it again. This is how you attract your puppies in LA County. If you're a veterinarian, by the way, this is where this comes from. This is how they check your pup to see how his shots are. They scan the back of your cat's neck. Let's just talk about dogs. They scan the back of your dog's neck, and they determine how healthy he is by this little chip that's embedded, little tiny chip, the size of a grain of rice, right here in this plastic. We're living in a time when you can put a chip, and many people have a chip in their right hand. What about this? You have a driver's license? I have a driver's license. It has a number on it. But the Bible says there's going to be one number that's needed. How about this? A hologram. Here's a hologram with a number on it. It's going to be on the forehead. Subcutaneous, I understand that. But people, keep this in mind. We're living in an age when numbers are being talked about put on people. What if I put this on right here? Look at this. That's ridiculous. No one's going to walk around like that. It's going to be under their skin. And by the way, this only represents one number. What if I put my driver's license? Now I got it on my head, right hand on my head. I got to buy something after service. I can do this. I'm a private pilot. I got my pilot's license. Go on, I'm on right here. And if that's not enough, I got to leave the country soon. I got to go to Germany. I got my passport. How many of these things are we going to have? Why walk around like this? Well, no one's going to walk around like this. I agree with you. What's going to happen is that This man, the false prophet and the Antichrist, is going to require a number that's subcutaneous on the forehead or on the right hand. Interestingly enough, the right hand is warmer than the left hand. I don't know if that matters or not. Interestingly enough, everybody in the military got it in their right hand. Interestingly enough, everybody, are you having a hard time taking me seriously? Oh. Is that it? Okay. We have all these numbers. He's going to consolidate one number, like you would consolidate a loan, and then put a prefix on the end of it. Let's see what that number is. It will be a diabolical plan. Here is wisdom. Let him understand. Calculate the number of the beast. It is the number of a man. His number is 666. Verse 17 says, you can't buy or sell without the number. You know what? I have all women that live in my house. I live in a cashless society. I'm telling you right now, everything I buy is with plastic. I'm a prime candidate to go into such a system. You know what I mean? Cashless, to have a cashless is a pain. Give me a number. Plus, if I use cash, it's not very smart because I don't get miles for the money spent. I can have my cash, and I can have $100 in my pocket, but I'm going to put it on my American Express. Why? It's free money. I get 100 miles for my travels. Why use cash? You got to be crazy. Are we not a system that's all ready for this now? It's absolutely amazing. This man will say, this is it. And here's the prefix, 666. Now hang on to your seats. We're almost done. This is important. Did you know in biblical numerology, for example, the number 3 is the number of God in totality or the Trinity. Number 4, the number of creation. In biblical numerology, 5 is the number of grace. In biblical numerology, 6 is the number of man. In biblical numerology, the number of 7 is God's perfection. By the way, Jesus' name, when it appears in Scripture in Hebrew, is 777. The number 8 is new beginnings. In biblical numerology, the number 9 is the number of judgment. Number 10, divine or God rule. 12, the number of perfect government. 40, for example, the number of judgment or probation. Children of Israel, 40 days, those things. The number 666, it says right in your Bible, that is the number of man. Note it, the A man in your Bible is italicized. It's not there in the Greek. It's the number of man, which is very interesting because if we were to throw up, as I'm asking the guys to do now, the barcode, do you see the barcode? Some of you have asked me about this. And I'm going to ask you to jot this down. I want you to go to Gregory J. Laurer, L-A-U-R-E-R, his website. He is the man, worked for IBM in 1971. He's the creator of the barcode. You can go on his website and you can read question number 8. Many people ask me, is it true that the numbers on the outside, middle, and on the outside that are elongated, do you see them there? Maybe you can back up to the previous slide, you guys. That, see that? That is the number 6. He said, I assure you on his website, I have no plans about the Antichrist. Computer-wise, it comes out that way in the universal product code, UPC. It's around the world. He invented it. And the creator, and I believe him, the creator of the barcode says that those 2 bars on the outside, the 1 in the middle and the 2 on the outside, the 3 elongated ones, he says, yes, they are the number 6, but they don't mean anything. And I believe him. I'm just asking you, why is it the number 6? Why not 3? And I think we have a few other slides for you to take a look at. You can forward, go ahead of that one. There they're highlighted. Now, he says it's not hidden in there, and I believe him. I think it's just, he says it's a coincidence. I don't think he meant anything bad by it. It's just interesting that it is there. I think there's a reason why it's there. But that's not all. We're almost done, truly. In Roman numerals, think Roman numerals right now. Anybody know what the capital I, the equivalent to the capital I is? If you were recording something, I is 1. Okay, X. Okay, L, 50. I didn't know these, I forgot them. L is 50, C is 100, M, millennium or 1,000. Roman numerals, we are so accustomed to Roman numerals that we know that they have numerical values, right? Get a load of this. And I called Jerusalem yesterday just to make sure this is true. Some of you are taking Hebrew class. Vev, in Hebrew, Vev. In Hebrew alphabet has each letter of the Hebrew alphabet has a numerical equivalent, just like the Roman numerals do. Vev is for the number, it's an alphabet, but it's for the number 6, Vev. So I asked, if you go online right now, how do you go online? Vev, Vev, Vev. WWW is English for the Hebrew Vev, 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 which has a numerical equivalent in the Hebrew alphabet, just like Roman numerals do, of the number 666. World Wide Web is in the Hebrew. Every time a Jew logs on, they type in their mind. It's just like you type in Roman numeral. Let's say you type XXX, 100, 100, 100. A Roman would know this. We are so accustomed to this. This has so made it into our system that the forerunners of this concept are already with us. Barcode, 3 elongated numerals that always equal 666, attested to the fact by the very creator itself. And the Hebrew alphabet Vev for W is 666? You say, that's ridiculous. It's interesting. Could it be that this guy's going to come on the world scene because there's and have so much success because we've already made so many advances in that direction anyway? And the amazing thing is for you to sit here today and say, oh, it's not going to happen. You're a knucklehead. That's Hebrew for crazy. Because you know what? I remember when Christians freaked out when credit cards came out. I remember when Christians panicked about a magnetic strip on the back of the card. I remember when the hologram was embedded into your card. And below the hologram now is a chip in your card. And now it's in your dog. And now it's in the U.S. Marine Corps and U.S. Navy SEALs. How long are you going to shake your head and say, no, it can't happen. It's happening right under your nose, man. Forerunners. You know what it tells me? Before all this stuff comes on the scene, Jesus Christ is coming back to take me and to take you into his kingdom. And my friend, this same precious Lord that said these things would happen, watch out and be wise and understand all these things, you can sit here today and say, nah, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. You just keep doing that. We'll wave bye-bye to you on the way out of here. But listen, the truth of the matter is this same God who promised these things that are coming to pass is the same God who said, if you trust in me, I'll deliver you from the plague of hell itself and forgive you of all of your sins and take you into my everlasting kingdom forever. My friend, the decision is yours today to make. And if these things seem too fantastic to you, let me close with this argument. Before you is a book that is thousands and thousands of years old. And this book is more current than tomorrow's Army Research Laboratory. And it tells us, Jesus says, I've told you these things before they happen. That when they do, you will know that I am ego eimi, the self-contained, eternal, existing one. Do you know him today as your Lord and Savior? Your decision is eternal. Make the right one.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called The False Prophet of the Last Days. Thanks for spending time with us today. The False Prophet of the Last Days is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Revelation. It's a series on the final book of the New Testament and the unveiling of future events for us and for the world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, instead of finding grace in our situation, we often choose to grumble, right? But no matter what comes our way, we can decide to see it as an obstacle or see it as an opportunity to draw from the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. There's a lot to learn when it comes to Christian living. And if we're being honest, we all could use some extra knowledge and spiritual wisdom. So, have you checked out Pastor Jack's YouTube channel yet? You really should. There are literally hundreds of videos that offer instruction, including Bible studies, sermons, live streams, and a whole lot more. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. You can access it from YouTube or from our website. Let me give you that address, jackhibbs.com. jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.